What is good, Giants fans? It's your boy Jay, and today we're talking about the state of the New York Football Giants. Today I'm hyped. I got all this energy on me today because it's a new day. It's a great day to be a Giants fan. There's been a lot of negative talk around my New York Football Giants from people that are not involved with my New York Football Giants. That's upsetting me. Well, it's not really upsetting me, but it's getting me like this. It's getting me like this. All I'm hearing around is Giants overpaid. Giants overpaid. Kenny can't separate. Who's going to protect Saquon? I'm hearing a lot of negative things. Who's going to get to the quarterback? Look, we watched every single game of this football team this season. We know what this team needs. We know what this team doesn't need. And what they're talking about, we know we need that. We know we need that. Giants are not good when they are the upper echelon. They are good when they are underdogs, and we all know that. That's why I'm hyped. I'm hyped. Start off the season like this. Start it right. Rewrite the script saying we have a good defense on paper. No, we have a great defense already. Put them all in the field right now. We'll lock down anyone. Goodness. Dory Jackson. I just dropped my mic. James Bradbury. Xavier McKinney going to have a full year? Oh, my goodness. Bama boy. Go play in the box. Did you see what he did to Joe Burrow? Oh, my goodness. I'm hyped today. I am hyped today. Overpaid my ass. When they know damn straight there's a new TV deal coming within the next couple of months, that's just going to boost the salary cap like crazy. And I mean, if you know anything about inflation, the money goes up regardless. So it's going to go skyrocketed within the next 2 to 3 years. We did not overpay for anyone. I don't know what they're talking about. It's blasphemy. I think what the Giants did this offseason is what they needed to do. They were aggressive. And we are rarely aggressive. People thought we were mildly aggressive last year. I mean, I might have thought we were too, with the James Bradbury and Blake Martinez contracts. But look, we have news about that as well. Those contracts got restructured. So now we don't know if the Giants are pending on making another move. With the restructured, they're not going to lose any money, apparently. They're just moving their money. So I think Dan Dugan basically said they're getting paid tomorrow's money today, the best way to phrase it. But it's restructured, giving the Giants more cap flexibility, which is what you want to hear. Kevin Abrams is doing a wonderful job there. If you guys don't remember, Kevin Abrams, he's been with us for years, probably since 99, 98. But he was actually up for being our general manager when there was a vacancy there and we interviewed Dave Gettleman. Gettleman beat him, obviously. But Kevin's still there, so that's awesome that he stayed because he's doing all of this crazy cap magic. But yeah, like I said, from the beginning of the video, I want to start with, we got to talk about the state of our New York Football Giants. You guys let me know. I can maybe do this this could be you could make this into just a show in general. I was thinking about, I definitely want to do one no matter what after the draft. After the full 7 rounds, obviously. I want to do one right after the draft. I think that's probably going to be the most anticipated one. Because we kind of have we're going to have the best outlook of our roster until after training camp and preseason, hopefully. But yeah, there's been a couple of things going on with the Giants. Signed Ryan Anderson from the Washington football team. I always about to say Redskins, but the Washington football team, they took David Mayo from us, so, I mean, they got worse, we got better. No, it doesn't really work like that. But Ryan Anderson is definitely better than David Mayo. They don't play the same positions. But in general, Ryan Anderson is a pretty solid player. He fortunately got moved to the back rotation just because of Washington's stout first-round front they have already. So they didn't really need him, especially because of Montez Sweat. Now he's on the Giants. Now he's on the Giants. He's going to have a chance to – he's definitely going to have – I think he's going to have a fair share of snaps this year. I really like the addition because we need more depth there for sure. Everyone wants a big, already star pass rusher. Hey, look, I'd love one as well, but there's just none right now in the draft. I think the best pass rusher is Kwai Pitty. I mean, Kwity Paye. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said Kwai Pitty. Kwity Paye. I think Kwity Paye out of Michigan is the best pass rusher in this draft. Unfortunately, I still don't think he's top 11 bound. But anyway, the thing is about Pitty. I mean, Paye. I keep saying Paye. Pitty. The thing about Paye from Michigan, he is a 4-3 guy, and we are a 3-4 front. So I don't know how that affects the pick. It should affect the pick, considering he's a natural 4-3 guy. He just fits very well in 4-3 on base defenses. But yeah, so that's why I can't see us getting Paye. That's why I'm actually very worried that Gettleman reaches and get a Greggy Rousseau. That'd be a horrible mistake, I believe. All you can hear about Greggy Rousseau is high ceiling, but they can't tell you what he can do now. And that's because he can't really do that much. Like he doesn't have many pass rushing moves. He's not very flexible on the hips, considering he's 6'6". So, I mean, it's kind of hard to be flexible. I understand. But you still want him to be a little more flexible and just quicker on the snaps. He does have long arms, so he's always going to get to the lineman first. So he's always going to have first contact. I mean, that's what a lot of scouts like and teams probably like. Just the reach advantage he has. He has it over so many guys. If he came in the league, he's going to have a reach over a lot of people. So, yeah, I just don't think he's a polished pass rusher to be taking with your 11th pick. I wouldn't mind anywhere from 20 to second first round, 20 to second round. Go ahead, take him. Anything below, I think it's just a huge reach for Greggy Rousseau. Paye, obviously a different case, just saying he plays in a 4-3. But yeah, there hasn't been crazy amount of movement, but I did want to make a State of the Giants podcast just because I do believe we are nearing the end towards free agency for the Giants. There's been some talks of some people here and there. I know a couple days back it was Clowney, but that was before we signed a Dory. But also you can say, oh, well, we were considering a Dory even before we signed Galladay, and that was true. Yes, but I do think Clowney would be a little more money. He doesn't get sacks. Like he just doesn't get sacks. Clowney is a guy. If you could get him for cheap, I would not knock getting him. But if we're gonna break the bank a little bit, I don't know. I don't think it's smart to get a guy like Clowney. I don't know. I don't think we're still on his radar. A guy I really like that there's only been a couple of tweets about it, but it's Trey Turner, the right guard from the Chargers. Been pretty consistent his whole career at the right guard position. He actually has some left guard experience as well. I'd love him on the Giants. That'd fill a huge hole for us. And I'd feel way more confident going into the season knowing Trey Turner is there. Then we'd really just have to worry about our right tackle position, and we still have Nate Solder and Matt Peart project pick working there. So that could hold until we could actually get a legitimate right tackle. I think if you get a guy like Trey Turner for your right guard position, I think then the Giants have – I know right now people are saying, oh, the Giants can do whatever they want with their pick. I still think it's very crucial wherever they go with this pick. It's very crucial for the season, I believe. But if you do get a guy like Trey Turner, I'm going to start to think, okay, the Giants can really go wherever they want with this pick. I'd still love Rashawn Slater. That's the guy I'm really banking on the Giants to get this year. Like I said, the Giants never really get the players I want. Let's hope they get Rashawn Slater. Let's really hope they get Rashawn Slater. I love Rashawn Slater. The guy bullied Chase Young in college. Look, if you guys watch that tape, you're going to fall in love with Rashawn Slater just as I did. So he'd be facing Chase Young twice a year. Might as well get him, solidify the right and left, because Andrew Thomas can't be a swing tackle all year. You want him staying in the left side, getting used to it, especially coming into year two. It's actually a hard adjustment. And I've talked to actually a few tackles, a few friends of mine. It's actually a hard adjustment from a guy to go to left to right right to left, vice versa. Same with the guards. And obviously with the center. Center is completely different. But it's actually a huge adjustment for them. Some guys actually don't like it. Some guys are, you know, they do it, but they, you know, they really don't like it. But I don't know. We'll see what happens there. Rashawn Slater, he's a rookie. So, like, if you want to move him to the right tackle, move him to the right tackle. I'm sure he'd be fine on the right side. He'd probably prefer the left. I would just move him to the right tackle. I don't know. Let's see where the Giants go with the 11th pick. I'd love Rashawn Slater, though. I'd really love Rashawn Slater. I do not believe a guy like Kyle Pitts or Waddle will be available. If a Waddle were available, like I said, if we got a Trey Turner, obviously get the Waddle. Get with Jalen Waddle. Obviously get Jalen Waddle. I've talked to a lot of guys around the scouting community. They all believe Jalen Waddle is the second best receiver in this draft. Like, and they believe teams believe that as well. They truly do think Jalen Waddle is the second best receiver in this draft. When you look at things like Devontae Smith not performing at his pro day, people think it's about the weight situation. No one in the NFL really thinks it's about the weight situation. That's all outside talk. All everyone is thinking is just he doesn't want to look like the third best receiver in this draft because Jalen Waddle is faster than him. And when you see a guy like Jalen Waddle be faster than you and you're here, Devontae Smith, who weighs less, is a skinnier guy, then you're not going to look, you know, as good. So Jalen Waddle is ranked as the second best receiver in a lot of teams' draft board. So I truly don't believe he'll be available at 11, unfortunately. And I love Jalen Waddle, so that sucks. He's like the closest thing to Tyreek Hill to come out of college. So I don't know. We'll see what happens there. I don't think he'll leave the top seven, top eight. But then you got Ja'Marr Chase. He's definitely not going to be available. I think the Giants knew that. And that's also why it's a big thing the Giants got Kenny Golladay, because they started to grasp with the fact that these big-time pass catchers were not going to be available at 11. Like, it's a huge possibility. So they went and got their wide receiver one for Danny Jones. They have to figure out if this guy's a franchise quarterback. And that's what they did this offseason, and that's why I love the moves. Kyle Rudolph. We actually got to talk about Kyle Rudolph. Obviously, if you guys heard the news this morning about Kyle Rudolph's – actually, that wasn't this morning. That was yesterday. They just released the latest news on it this morning. Sorry. Apologize. But yesterday, they released that Kyle Rudolph has not yet signed his contract. There's been a snag in it. Mike Garofalo reported that something wrong with his foot that will require surgery. Giants medical staff found out in the physical. There was no pen and paper. So it came out this morning that they're continuing on with the deal. So that's great for us and that he'll supposedly be ready for week one. He's going to take the surgery as soon as possible. I thought if we got him back, when I heard the news at first, I'm like, okay, I still believe we're going to get him, just maybe cheaper. Dan Dugan reported. Let me see. I want to get this right. Who reported it? Yes, it is Dan Dugan that reported it, that the deal will continue. Giants are honoring their word with the initial deal, which was agreed before. So, it's going to be the same deal. So basically, Mike Garofalo reported it for nothing. I don't know. Just to make Giants fans aware that there's something wrong with Kyle Rudolph's foot. But hopefully it's nothing very serious. It's something that can get worked out. And they think he's going to be ready for week one. So hopefully he'll be fine. Anyway, we just need him as a really good possession tight end for us. That's in blocking. That's what we really need him for. And I think he's going to do a really good job doing it this year for Daniel Jones. What else? I know I said in the previous pod that I was going to do, and I'm still going to do it. I just want to do a State of the Giants podcast here quick. I do want to do kind of a mock for the Giants first three rounds. I'm basically going to do, I think, 4 to 5 scenarios. I think the Giants could go rounds 1 to 3. So I'm going to give you guys a couple of players to keep an eye on, to look out for. There's actually a couple guards I'm starting to like for the second round. No guard, I think, is worth taking in the first round for the 11th pick for us. In the second round, there's a lot of guards I'm actually starting to like. So I'll definitely touch base on that, Wyatt Davis's of the world and whatnot. But yeah, Giants could go a few routes with the second round. I think that's where it's going to be really interesting, because I believe whoever's our second round pick will eventually start in the year. So I do want to see this. What else? I'm just very excited for the draft, guys. Obviously, I said in the last video, towards the end, the YouTube is made. The G-Man Daily is made. And YouTube video should be up once the rest of my things come through the mail, later this week, probably towards the end. And I want to thank everyone. I don't know if I have any Twitter followers listening right now. Hopefully I do. I just want to thank everyone that followed me on Twitter. Coming into this month, I think I had like 34 followers on Twitter. Partly my doing, just because I wasn't extremely active like I should have been. Just actually had a lot going on, nothing crazy, just work wise. But now I'm extremely more active on there pretty much all day. And now I'm at like, I think like 83, 84 followers or something like that. And I started the month with 34. So I thought that was pretty cool, pretty neat. So I want to thank everyone that followed me on Twitter. You guys are awesome. I love Giants fans, man. I'm very excited for this season. I'm definitely going to be at the first game. I'm actually looking into buying tickets now, kind of. But I was seeing if you bought a ticket now, someone can explain it to me. But I was seeing, I'm not a season ticket holder, unfortunately. But if you buy a ticket now, I think you would have to pay an extra $100 or so. It's like a reserve ticket. I don't know if it's actually a smart idea to do that. Seeing what happened with baseball people. Well, I'm a baseball people. I love baseball as well. But seeing what happened with the people that bought baseball tickets, Mets and Yankees, not getting the games that they paid for. And now they have to tell the teams that to hold their money, to reserve another game. It's just like, I don't want that to happen. I don't think it will, but I don't know. There's also a lot of talk about a spike in the summer, whatever. We don't know. We'll see. We'll cross that bridge when it gets there. But yeah, guys, it's been kind of fun. It's been fun. I came in with a lot of energy, and now I'm a little mellowed out. And that's kind of what happens. But yeah, I'm really excited for the YouTube, man. I have so many ideas. I'm really excited for live streams, because I just talk to everyone in person. Then you can see my face. And then just a lot, man. I love watching Entertainer. Basically, everyone knows Entertainer. Definitely want to do some Entertainer someday. I'd love to. Bad Dog, all of them. Co-Pizzle. Man, there's just a lot of great Giant content creators. You guys should follow them all. They're all great. But yeah, guys, you guys are also awesome. And thank you guys for listening. Each podcast, I'm getting more audience. So I'm really excited about where the channel's kind of going, show's kind of going, and I'm definitely excited for the YouTube. So definitely follow that, G-Man Daily. Same with the Twitter. Twitter's Daily G-Man. But yeah, you guys are awesome. Have a great day. Have a great rest of the week. I'm definitely going to upload again probably tomorrow, to be honest. I have these days off now. So I'm probably going to upload again tomorrow. But yeah, if you guys want to interact with me, just hit up my Twitter. I'll respond to everyone in the DM. But thanks for everything, guys. I'm going to be out, and I'll see you. Go Big Blue!